Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber universe. And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little sad. Not about the show we're about to talk about, but I have made it to Greeley, Colorado for the next 2 weeks. I don't go home until March 8th. I got the flight, got into Denver, and here I am, and I'm here. I'm looking around like I got this really cool desk, TV, got set up, block away is a liquor store. So I found that. And I just like, okay, well, you know what? If I'm going to watch AEW Collision, I need a little booze to help that. So, and I'm lonely. And, you know, it's just weird being away from the family. It's a work thing. I get it. But I'm just sitting here like, yeah, you know. And I usually watch these wrestling shows with my wife. She's usually there to watch them. Well, most of them, not all of them, but Saturdays, she's home and we'll watch the shows together and she'll ask questions about certain things and ask why this, why that. So, you know, it's just kind of weird being on a Sunday morning or no, I watched the show this afternoon after we went for dinner here in Greeley. It's a cool place, but we're going to talk about AEW Collision at the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield. We started off with Powerhouse Hobbs versus Sammy Guevara in a no DQ match. And it kind of ended the way I thought it kind of ended. A lot of tables. You know, and there was a spot that kind of... Oh, I just heard the train. There's a spot in this match that made me go, oh. So Powerhouse Hobbs was throwing... Oh, you hear that? Oh, shit. Sorry, I had a couple drinks while watching the show. I didn't know the train was that far, but there's a spot here where Powerhouse Hobbs throws him over the barricade, but threw him too hard to where he had his knees land and kind of did an awkward, like, landing on the other side of the barricade. I was just like, Jesus, man. And, and on commentary is Kevin Kelly, Excalibur, Tony, Powerhouse Hobbs took Kevin Kelly's belt, whipped fucking Sammy. And of course, Sammy used it to whip fucking Powerhouse Hobbs. And there was just some crazy spots in this match. And it was funny. It's like, I was like, either or, I don't care who wins because I just don't give a shit about this feud. I don't give a shit about the Don Callis family. And it's just, Sammy is just, I don't know. There could be a lot for Sammy. You know, there could be. Sammy Guevara could be a big star if he was booked correctly. You know, he can be a great heel, but a babyface, it's kind of hard, you know. And he's trying to play the card of like, yeah, I'm a dad. You know, but I didn't care. But Powerhouse Hobbs got the win. Either or in this match. We had a Claudio Moxley promo. I'm actually enjoying these. I really am, just because, like, Moxley, he goes off the rail in these promos, and he's like, "Tell me what I'm thinking, Claudio," and Claudio's like, "Well, you're thinking this, and Moxley's just like, no, that's not what I'm thinking." It's just a fun dynamic, you know, between the two. And I'm getting kind of tired of Cornette and his homie shitting on Moxley, because I love Moxley. Like, Moxley has his antics. Moxley is, you know, Moxley, he has to bleed in the ring and shit like that. But it's one of those things where he's just that dude. And if you've never had his audiobook that's read by him, you should do it. Mox, oh my God. It's like a promo being cut on you for like 6, 7, 8 hours, however long that audiobook is. It's a great audiobook. Great stories. I highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it. FTR versus Shane Taylor Promotions. FTR gets the win, which I kind of thought. Promo after, because they have things with the BCC. And they call them out, of course, and they're like, hey, you know, we are here. You know, we will not back down from a fight. And they're going to have them at Revolution. But there's more that's going to add to the story later on in the show. Bryan Danielson and Jun Akiyama is going to be the main event for tonight. We had a package for it. I really enjoyed it. Bryan's really going on this, like, final tour of, you know, he said this is going to be one more year. Promise his daughter, promise his wife, and everything like that. So we're going to see how that goes. And I was excited for the main event because I'm like, Bryan is doing what he wants to do. He didn't get to do that in WWE. And, you know, he's having the time of his life. I can see it. I can see it in Bryan. He's having the time of his life. And it's awesome. I've always liked Bryan Danielson all the way back to the Ring of Honor days, you know. And they I don't blame him, you know. I don't blame him at all for the way he is. Like, why he left WWE to come here and why he's, you know, he's doing what he wants to do. He wants to wrestle the best. And a lot of the best come from Japan. And he's going to do it. And that's fucking dope. You know, I really look up to Bryan Danielson in that regard because he is the guy that's always been doing what he wants to do. The Yes Movement meant so much to me. WrestleMania 30, you know, where he took on Batista, took on Triple H. Was it Batista? Yeah, it was Batista, right? And then he got him to go for the championship at the end, and he won both belts. So was it Randy? I think Randy was in that too, but it meant so much to me because it was something of like the ground is shaking. We're moving the ball. Like I'm going to use football as a thing, but we're moving the ball past the chains. You know, we're moving it like, you know, it's like fourth down, fourth and one. We're going to throw the football and we're going to get a first down. And that was Bryan Danielson, or Daniel Bryan, whatever you want to call him, for WrestleMania 30. And I'm glad he's doing what he wants to do now. And it's awesome, in my opinion. It's just fucking awesome. So, Thunder Rosa versus Squash Gang. Thunder Rosa for the win. You know, she's on her move to go up to face Toni Storm. I feel like this in the inevitable. At the, you know, I don't know. Thunder Rosa is cool, but I was never a big Thunder Rosa fan to begin with, you know, and I think I kind of missed the tail end of it after she got hurt. So I never got to really take in the character. Stokely, Willow, Chris with Renee backstage. Fun stuff here, man. I gotta say. Stokely cuts off Willow at some point. Starts, you know, talking. Talking about Saraya, fucking Harley. He's about to call them you two hoes. Willow cuts him off. I thought this was so fucking funny because Will's like, hey, we don't want to say anything that we're going to regret. I thought that was so good. I don't know. I'm really enjoying these three. I really am. In a final shot of the night, shout out to everybody. Cheers. Hope life is good. And if it's bad, KMB says, stay sexy, be sexy, and keep doing the damn thing. I don't know what I'm gonna say, but yeah, life is life, and sometimes you just gotta put a smile on that bitch, move on, and do the damn thing. Yeah, because life ain't stopping for no one. Life ain't stopping for no one, and we just gotta keep rocking. And I really hope that you watch this Stokely, Willow, and Chris segment with Renee, because it's so damn good. Oh, it's so good. Cheers. Whew. That's some bite. Bang Bang Scissor Gang versus the Iron Savages. I don't know what was going on with this match, but it was fun. What I like about the Iron Savages is they... one of the dudes, I can't tell you who right now, but one of the dudes sold to Mr. Daddy Ass so hard to where he laid him out in the ring to the point to where he hit the ring, popped up, and jumped over the fucking rope. I was just like, wait, what the fuck? Oh, one of my favorite sells all over X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, but man, one of my favorite things in this match. And I was like, man, I was like, that's awesome. I already know too, like a Jim Cornette and Eric Bischoff, maybe Dave Meltzer. Who else is going to be a crybaby about this? We're going to be like, oh, you know, this is that. I'm like, fuck off. That was fucking awesome. Like, wrestling is, yes, there's a serious point to it. There is moments to where we need to be serious about it. I get that, because I'm that way too. I'm a judgy bitch. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a judgy bitch. But there needs to be a point to where we need to back the fuck off and just let these guys have fun. And that's one of the moments in the show I had a lot of fun with. Bryan Danielson cutting a backstage promo against his opponent tonight, a legend in the game, you know, Jun Akiyama. And my favorite, this is my favorite thing, is the fact that Eddie Kingston wants a match at Revolution. And if he wins, Bryan Danielson will shake his head. And I love the fact that Bryan, he's such a good heel. He's such a good face. He's just so good on that mic. He even starts mocking Eddie Kingston, and I was enjoying that. So before the main event, we had Brian Keith versus Malakai Black. That was a good match. That was fun. I always forget how small Brian is, and it's kind of awkward because Malakai Black is so tall to Brian Keith. So great match back and forth. Malakai Black gets the win. Oh, Bang Bang Scissor Gang got the win too. Yeah, so fun match though. But my favorite part about this is the lights go out. Like, I don't know why, but AEW does that too much. The lights going out. I'm just like, stop. You know, things in wrestling need to be special. And here's my pickiness about pro wrestling, is things need to be special, especially if the lights go out. They need to mean something. But in AEW, they do it a lot. But here comes Mark Briscoe because he wants his revenge for what happened. House of Black come out, and there's a spike that Mark Briscoe tried to use, and, you know, he got his ass kicked. So we're going to see more of this feud lead on to something else. We got a Sting and Darby package, and we move on to Lady Frost versus Serena Deep. It was okay. She's the professor. Cuts a promo after, talks about all the women, and says, hey, I'm the professor. All right. But now, main event time, baby. Bryan Danielson versus Jun Akiyama. And you talk about a match. I really did enjoy this. Like, this is, you know, people who bitch about New Japan style, the strong style and stuff like that, or just Japan wrestling, and, you know, I enjoy it just because there is elements of storytelling. it's about toughness. It's about, you know, who hits harder. Are you going to come back from that hit? Are you going to, you know, who's going to take it to the limit of being like, oh, that's just too much? Because these two won't back down from each other. And Bryan Danielson got the win. I loved it. Shook Akiyama's hand. And then flipped off Eddie. June didn't like that. And Brian's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Tries to shake his hand again. Kicks him in the balls. Here comes Eddie. And, you know, and here comes Claudio. Then FTR. And this is how we end the show. And then we have a big trios match next week for Dynamite. And that's how we end the show. I got to say, fun collision. Match of the night, Brian Keith versus Malakai Black. Just because I've been wanting to see that match. Powerhouse Hobbs and Sammy had some great moments. What I, you know, and even though I didn't care, I had some fun. So I got to give this show a solid 4 out of 5. Tell me what you thought of the show. Sorry, I'm a little, I'm just lonely. Because I'm doing this, like, alone. I usually do it alone now, but it's just different now. So you got to hear a different side of K&B for tonight. Who knows? Maybe this is the way we just go from here on out. But that's not the case. We're talking about pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is my comfort. You know, security blanket, if you will. And it will be that for this trip. Yeah, so, you know, here we go, baby. All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Talk about the show in the comments. Hit that like and subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandma. Share it the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast and get yourself that sweet NWP shirt created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Kevin, that's a good call. Boy, did he ever waste time.
Oh, and now... no.
Oh!